The Justice Department announced charges today against two Chinese men who allegedly hacked into dozens of U.S. companies to steal business secrets. Prosecutors say the men were working on behalf of the Chinese government. And NPR Justice reporter Ryan Lucas is here with us now to fill in all the details. Hey, Ryan.
Hi there.
So what exactly were these men charged with?
Well, the indictment identifies the two defendants as Zhu Hua and Zhang Shilong. They're both in China, and they face three counts in all, including conspiracy to commit computer intrusions. They are accused of being members of a Chinese hacking group, and what the indictment alleges is that the men hacked into dozens of companies in the U.S. and around the world to steal sensitive business secrets. Mm-hmm. And they did so, prosecutors say, at the behest of China's Ministry of State Security. Now, this sort of hacking is a source of enormous concern to U.S. officials. They say that Chinese state-sponsored actors have been hacking into U.S. companies for years, stealing American economic secrets, American intellectual property. We're talking everything from jet engines to engineered rice. Huh. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein today did not mince his words.
Now, we want China to cease its illegal cyber activities and honor its commitment to the international community. But the evidence suggests that China may not intend to abide by its promises.
Does the indictment say specifically which companies were targeted?
It does not, no. But senior DOJ officials say that the industries targeted run the gamut. So we're talking about banking and finance, biotechnology, healthcare, mining.
It's all over.
And others. It's all across the board. These hackers even got the personal data of some 100,000 U.S. naval personnel.
Whoa.
And Rosenstein pointed to something that's really interesting that I've also heard from other officials. And that's that China is very strategic, very targeted in the companies that it hacks. The companies targeted match sectors of the economy that China's official government policy paper lists as sectors for strategic development. Here's how FBI Director Chris Wray put it.
China's goal, simply put, is to replace the U.S. as the world's leading superpower, and they're using illegal methods to get there.
Now, all of this is coming at a time of intense trade tensions with China. What's the backstory to all this?
Well, the sort of hacking and theft of intellectual property and plundering of U.S. innovation that is alleged here is part of the intense competition that we're seeing between the U.S. and China as the two largest world powers now. What the U.S. is doing is trying to push back against China's actions. The Obama administration struck an agreement that you may remember back in 2015 with Beijing. And under that, China agreed not to engage in cyber attacks for economic espionage. U.S. officials say that China is not living up to that, and so we're likely to see more indictments like the one we saw today.
Okay, before I let you go, I want to turn very quickly to President Trump's nominee for Attorney General, William Barr. There's some controversy today about a memo he wrote that shows he's been critical of the Russia investigation, right?
That's right. This is a memo that Barr wrote this past summer, so months before he was Trump's pick for Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
And what Barr does in this memo is criticize Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. And in particular, he criticizes the idea of investigating the president for possible obstruction of justice. He calls the legal theory behind that, quote, fatally misconceived. Now, the man who has overseen Mueller's investigation is Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And Rosenstein said today that Barr's memo is merely Barr's opinion. He says that Barr was not privy to the facts of the investigation when he wrote the memo. He says the memo has not impacted the investigation. What is certain, though, is that this is likely going to impact Barr's confirmation proceedings.
Of course.
Democrats have already expressed concerns about Barr's views on the special counsel. This is only going to add to them.
That's NPR's Ryan Lucas. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.